Hello, welcome to the first episode of Buckets Bar Down. This is a new podcast that I have chosen to start, so we'll hopefully see how this goes. I've never done a podcast before, but this is my first and hopefully start of many of them. So a little bit about me. I am a young hockey fan slash player. My favorite team, if you haven't already noticed, is the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have had a little bit of a rough past few seasons, so you know, it is what it is. But today in this first episode, thought we could go over the recent draft news that we've had, especially going over the picks and news revolving around trades and all that stuff for this season. So let's get right into it. So first off, for this year's draft news, we've had a couple of potential offers for the fourth overall pick, which is what the Jackets won in the draft lottery. And we had a couple teams who have offered. We had a couple teams who offered potential trades for it, as the Philadelphia Flyers were one of the more notable ones, as they offered a 2025 first round pick with that, and then a roster player and a potential another draft pick, which the Columbus Blue Jackets did not favor very well, so they decided to decline that offer. And then you had the Carolina Hurricanes, who apparently made a trade proposing most likely would have been Martin Natchez for the fourth overall pick, but the Jackets also chose to decline that as well. And this year, the fourth overall pick, the Columbus Blue Jackets selected Caden Lindstrom from the WHL, who is a center for the, so that will be helpful for them as they are trying to find potential other line centers to help out with Fantilli, Jenner, and Sillinger. So this will be, and I think this is a great addition for them. Obviously, some people were more expecting Ivan Demidov to be selected by the Columbus Blue Jackets, as he was not selected as he fell from the top standings with the Ducks not selecting him, and he ended up going with the fifth overall pick to the Montreal Canadiens. He is a Russian player who has shown a lot of talent recently, and many franchises would like to have this kind of player. He has very hard work ethics and all that. He showed some very impressive stats, so most franchises were hoping to swoop up on him, and which was surprising when some franchises passed on him, as the Blue Jackets were one that were looking at him between him and Lindstrom, and most fans were expecting Demidov to be selected, and most selected were thinking Lindstrom, as it was known earlier today that if Lindstrom was available for the fourth overall pick when it was time for the Jackets to select, they would most likely choose him, which they ended up choosing. So now Lindstrom joins a young franchise who has some notable recent picks and young prospects coming up. As in recent years, we've had in 2023, the Blue Jackets selected Adam Fantilli in the first round, and in the second round ended up taking also his former teammate Gavin Brindley, both from the University of Michigan, which Fantilli ended up playing this season. And unfortunately, due to an injury, he was unable to complete the entire season of his rookie season. So he fell short, as he could have been a caller contender for Bedard, but would he have won? Most likely not. Bedard would have won that, was going to win that most likely, but he would have at least put up some competition for Bedard. And then in 2022, the Blue Jackets selected David Juracek in the first round. And in 2021, the Jackets had a pretty solid first round with three first round picks, with Kent Johnson, Cole Sillinger, and Corson Clemens, as they traded a lot away that season, as we saw Cam Atkinson traded to the Philadelphia Flyers and Seth Jones traded to the Chicago Blackhawks. Seth Jones is, and a couple other notable trades that helped get us and all that jazz to get to the couple first round picks, which I think have obviously led us to some nice young talent, as now we have notably a lot of players from the University of Michigan, with Brindley, Fantilli, and Ken Johnson, and also Nick Blankenberg. So that should be a pretty good setup for the Jackets. We will see how long. Obviously, it's still a little too early to tell, see how much some of them will develop, as most of them are still young, so we will have to see how that goes. And then in 2021, the Blue Jackets selected Yegor Chinnikov in the first round. And Yegor Chinnikov was recently signed an extension with the Blue Jackets, as he signed a two-year extension with AAV of $2.1 million. And that is pretty good for the Jackets, as they are recently I think they have he is a good young star for them. He's shown some pretty good hard work ethic, and I think he's a very well liked player among the organization and fans. So I feel like he will have high hopes for this next upcoming season, hopefully next two seasons with us at least. Now, in other recent news, the Blue Jackets decided today they have traded the Alexander Texier to the St. Louis Blues for a 2025 fourth round pick, which then later the St. Louis Blues signed him to a two-year extension as well. Now, what's interesting about that is most fans would probably be shocked as Texier hadn't played with the Jackets last year. This was his first season back and he just, after taking a year off for personal reasons and I believe playing back home, and now coming back to play one season with the Jackets where he did pretty well. He did, obviously had a good season, I believe. And then to get traded, it's sad to see him go. I had high hopes for him personally, in my opinion. But unfortunately, that's just not how it is. And he's going to the St. Louis Blues. So I wish him the best of luck. And I think most people have seen this as an understandable trade as we are trying to make room for even more younger talent than he has. But I think most of the people... It's just unfortunately what it is, but most of the high prospects that we saw in this recent draft were part of the draft decisions of Jarmo Kekalainen, the former GM, who we've lost Liam Foudy, we lost Texier, and I believe that is just something where it's unfortunate that we see them go, but we have some other young talents, as this year we saw Ivan Provorov, who had a heck of a season for his and was a really good contender for the Calder Cup, even though he is not exactly rookie. He did play in the Russian League for a little bit the last few seasons. So it was an interesting season for them with our young talent. And then you had a couple who came. We had a lot of young talent come up for most of the season as Blue Jackets faced a lot of injuries this season, so it was very much a struggle to see that all happen. So that, and then obviously, it was just a big of a struggle this season in general for the Blue Jackets. As the start off the season, they hire former coach Mike Babcock to the organization, who eventually had to resign from the organization, therefore putting Pascal Vincent into the head coaching role with very short notice to the season. And now Vincent has been recently fired from the Blue Jackets organization, and that is most likely we will see a new head coach within the next few days, hopefully the next few weeks. There has been talks about coaches, but nothing has been officially stated. So now the question is, what do we see for the next season with this draft results? Obviously, I don't see Lindstrom being ready yet. He still has some time. He did miss a portion of his season due to injury, so I do not believe he is ready to be in the NHL yet, but he should be there in the coming years, in the next year or two, hopefully. And then he should be a good pairing to help with the centers, as we have Fantilli center, Sillinger center, and currently Boone Jenner as a center. So young talent is coming up there, and then we also have some others who we think we will see some more full-time, most likely coming up for like a full-time roster spot, such as like Juracek, who could hopefully join the defensive core this season with Zach Werenski and Boakvist, hopefully, once we get most of our team back from injury. And then I think this year we have some more of the young talent who is ready to have a nice, good season. We obviously saw really great improvement with Provorov. I think he's going to have another heck of a season this season. And then also Kirill Marchenko, who really had a great his first season 2 years ago, and then this year he came back and still had a pretty great season overall. I think Ken Johnson's also ready to step it up and become powerful player for this organization, and hopefully join with his friend, his buddy Fantilli. And then Shinnikov, obviously, with his 2-year extension, I think he's ready to show up some more, which is going to be very unique to see. Now, the situation now is we've also had some recent talks about, I know this isn't related to draft, but also a goaltender situation. Currently, Elvis Merzlikins is the starting goaltender for the Columbus Blue Jackets, but he has definitely, I think he has fallen downhill in recent years, and he's just not shown much potential. And I think it's time the Jackets find something else, but that we don't, what are the other options? As it's been stated by newly hired GM, Don Waddell, that it is likely that he won't be bought out or be traded, as no team in the NHL is likely to take his contract or in any sort of matter. So that leaves them with, what do they do? I'm not sure. Maybe he'll bounce back and have another great season. Maybe he'll have a better season this season. Who knows? But then you also have the other goalies, the notable goalie, Daniil Tarasov, who is still, I do not think, he is doing really solid. He showed really solid work ethic and obviously had a really, I think, in my opinion, had a pretty great season with starting, while we had some injuries and outs of absences of Elvis. But, you know, I'm not sure if he's ready to be put into the starting goaltender slot yet. So we will just have to wait and see. We also have Jet Greaves, who isn't going anywhere close to being, I think, the starting goaltender. But he would be a solid backup for most likely Tarasov when they feel they're both ready for that. Now, other trade talks and everything that this have been recently is also that the Jackets are looking for a trade for Patrick Laine, who recently exited early this season for mental health reasons, and is currently looking for a trade, as they have both him and the organization have shown that it is time to look for other opportunities, and they are both agreed to look and help him find a trade. So we'll see where Patrick Laine goes, what we could possibly get for him, and all that sort of jazz. So basically that pretty much covers today's draft. I think mostly this is just a short one, introductory podcast, so hopefully this is a little bit of a fun one. Obviously, like I said, this is my first one, so we'll see. Obviously right now it's the summer, so there's not a whole lot of hockey news to go around, but that's mainly what I'm going to focus on once we get the season back up. And obviously, most likely, we'll try to get some episodes out when trades happen, and then we have free agency starting on July 1st, so we're a couple of days away from that, so we will see if any notable free agents maybe sign with the Jackets, or after that, we'll see what happens. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this first episode of Buckets Bar Down, and hope to see you in the next episode. Thank you.